I think this package that we have presented in is more of a global look at trying to maintain our bridges and doing it from a statewide perspective, as opposed to selectively having two and only two bridges in the entire state bearing the burden for our major spans and having them bear the burden for the maintenance and any construction work that has to be done on those four bridges.
And what would you say to those residents who might live, say, for example, in Pawtucket or North Kingstown or some other part of the state a little bit removed from the East Bay and say, I don't drive on this bridge. Why should I bear more of the responsibility for using for the upkeep of a bridge that I don't really use?
Well, that's one of the reasons why we added 19 more bridges to the package, so that people around the state can say, well, you know, the bridge in Lincoln or the Henderson Bridge in East Providence, those bridges are in my locality, or I use them going back and forth to work, so this might actually be a good plan.
And it seems as if no one likes paying more money in taxes or tolls, but if people in the East Bay have an easy pass, it would seem like the toll would be a relatively nominal cost in their annual budget. Why is there such fierce opposition to this toll by residents, businesses, and lawmakers like yourself from the East Bay?
Because what's going to happen here, Ian, is that the people who don't normally come to Newport are going to stop coming. You're going to drive by Second Beach in Middletown some Saturday afternoon and find half the parking lot empty, and people are going to say, what's going on? And they're going to drive by Horseneck Beach in Westport, and it's going to be full. You have people from Dartmouth, Seekonk, Swansea, Westport, who all recreate on the island, in and around the island. They're going to stop going to the island to recreate, and they're going to find other places. You can go to the Cape, and there's no toll over either one of those bridges.
And you're saying because those occasional users would pay a higher cost, what kind of cost would they pay to go over the bridge?
If they don't have a Rhode Island Easy Pass, it's $375 a pop. If they don't have any Easy Pass, it's $5.25 a pop.
You think that even for those people who are taking a day trip on one of those great summer days, do it occasionally, that's going to be enough to keep them from coming to the East Bay?
I've been watching the comment sections in the Southeastern Massachusetts papers, and that's exactly what people are saying. They're saying, goodbye to Rhode Island. I love going to Newport. I love going to the Atlantic Beach Club or Second Beach, and I'm just not going there anymore.
Now, we know that where legislative leadership stands will be very important on these kind of proposals. What is your sense of where Speaker Fox and his counterpart in the Senate stand on this?
Well, from what I understand from talking to Lou DePalma, who basically is the principal architect of this legislation, he has told me that Senator Paiva-Weed is very much working with him and is pushing for something to occur, especially since we've frozen the tolls on the Newport Pell Bridge. The speaker's been a little more guarded and holding a little close to his chest, but he has told me on a number of occasions that we will be doing something about the tolls. Not really sure what, but he has said he has identified that it's a problem, and he has led me to believe that something will occur.
What is your best guess of what that something will be?
Well, if I had my druthers, we would incorporate something like this into the budget so that it would be a lock-solid sale, and then the governor would have to veto the entire budget to get it out.
Do you think that's likely?
Likely, no, but I think we have a shot at it, and I've been fairly upfront with my constituents about that, and I've said, and I think we've got a 40 to 45% shot of getting this one through.
And you've had a couple of different proposals. Why are you now calling for all the state's major bridges to be under the oversight of the State Turnpike and Bridge Authority?
Politically, it seemed like a better move to invest the interests of our colleagues from around the state and also make sure that those larger spans are maintained so they don't have, so that someone who's in Lincoln doesn't have a problem with the Route 99 bridge 10 years from now, that bridge is actually well maintained and there's a predictable and sustainable fund for that maintenance.
Beyond Speaker Fox and Senate President Paiva-Weed, are there any other state officials or candidates for state office who share your position on this issue?
Not that I'm aware of. Everyone's kind of waiting this one out, I'm sure.
Let's take a look into the future. This is a very important issue for you. You've focused on this a lot, along with some of your colleagues, like Senator DePalma from the East Bay. What would you expect the outcome will be in a year, 2 years, 3 years, if this toll remains in place?
I would expect that you'll have an economic upheaval in my district which is directly affected, especially the Portsmouth portion, I think you'll see a downtrend in sales, which will mean less sale income tax, less sales tax, and higher unemployment in Newport County, and that overall is going to affect the entire state. I think the state's going to lose more than it's ever going to take in on this toll.
Representative John Edwards, Democrat of Tiverton, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Ian. It's always a pleasure.